The Chum said this. Tovu moment, if Tosbin is coming, it's a brisa. If Tosbin is coming to ask just for money, Rash says, Tovu moment, chila. To lay boil the din b'yedim. Ela apibla asiduk sabasa. The husband says clearly, the husband says, I have no edus, and I'm only coming to say that my wife should not deserve a ksuba. It's so b'shleisha. Then you have a right to go to Bezna 3. It's only a shalash, she should lose a ksuba, that's money. So she needs only 3 dayonim, he needs only 3 dayonim. What about Tovu nefoshes? Let's say first the husband says, I'm going to bring Aden, so my wife was a Mizana, and she deserves to be killed. So if so, you have to go to a Bezna of 23, you want her to be killed. And so, Tovu nefoshes v'yesu mishleisha. And then it came out that you couldn't find Aden, so even though at the end you only want to make her lose a ksuba, still you have to have 23. That's what it says over here. So Mora says, v'shleima l'rov, it's good according to Rav. It's very good. If it's only a shayla of money, the husband right away only went to 3 dayanim. He wants his wife to lose the ksuba. Everybody agrees 3 is enough. But in the case where the husband first went to a bezin of 23, because he thought he was going to be able to bring Edim, that his wife was mezana tachtov, and therefore she deserves to be killed. If so, a filu moment. Even if it comes out later that the husband cannot prove it, he can't find Edim that his wife was Mizana. So he knows he can't have her killed. Now he says, you know what? Okay, I can't have her killed, but at least I want you to believe me that she was Mizana enough that I will not have to pay her the ksuba. If I give her a get later, I'm freed from a ksuba. Like Rashi says, that's the din the Rabbanin believed him. And so it says here, B'yesu Mishleisha, you have to have 23. That's Rav Svara. That Rav says, according to Chachamim, that we're afraid of covered Shavishainim. That's the Chachamim's Svara in our Mishnah. That's why the Chachamim say, you need 23. Only in the case where you first started out with a bezin of 23. Means if you first started out to ask that you want your wife to be killed. So you went to a bezin of 23. And then it came out you can't prove that she should be killed. So even though at the end you only want to end off to make her lose a ksuba, which is mammon, on here the Chachamim said, you have to have still, you still need 23. Since you started off. But in the case where you start off with 3, it's enough 3, so then this brisa is good. And a lula kasha. But according to Uli, he said the Shana Chum is that at all times we're chushin lulaz, that you can never go to a bezin of 3 when you're talking about Moshe Shemra, even though you only ask you for the money for ksuba. Because we're afraid maybe eventually when the last people hear about what's going on, Aden will show up, and you'll have to pass the misa. So according to Ula, that the Chum hold at all times, you need 23. What's John this Brisa? So here the Brisa says clearly, the Chum Oimrim, Tovu Mammon, if he's only asking for money right away, it's not just that 3, it's not like Ula. So for instance, on my Rav himself said back that Ani, the Arisha the Chabura. Me and the lion means the head of the Chabura, the strong one. And who was that? Targimna Umani, who is that? We explained, who is that? Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin. So it's like Rav is answering back with Rav Chiya Bar Avin that the answer is like this. Hocha b'may askimun. You know what we're talking about over here? Shehevi abal edim shazinsa. We're talking about over here the case is that first the husband brought edim to Bezdin that his wife was Mizana. That's what we're talking about over here. That his wife was Mizana and therefore he wanted to have her killed. Shehevi yav edim. And then the father came right away with another 2 pair of edim. Vihezimum. And they said, they proved that the Edim the husband first brought was Zenimim. And the second Edim said to the first pair of Edim, how could you say, Edim, that you saw his wife has nus on Sunday morning you were with us someplace else? So the father has no Edim to say that it's an Edim Zenimim, and therefore the Chura were coming out that the husband was a Moshe Shemra. And therefore, now we want the husband to pay back the money, the kanaf. In such a case, that's what this Bryce is talking about. Now when the father wants to collect 100 shkolim from the husband, Vishloisha, you're allowed to just go to a bezin of 3. And Rashi explains, because here even Ula would agree, because here there can't be any more laws. We're not afraid of laws anymore. The native people hear about it and come to say she had znus. So like Rashi says, Lula, Zezimon, now we're not going to be afraid anymore that people hear about it. Because even if other people heard about it, that the wife had znus, the shot is they heard from these first 2 pair of Edim. And everybody's going to hear now that these two Eidim was in him. So we're not afraid they'll come out to be new Eidim. Therefore, in a case where we prove the first Eidim to be Zenimim, in such a case, now if the case changes over, that we're not here anymore to kill her, or we're not here anymore to make her lose the ksuba, but the opposite, now we have Eidim Zenimim, and we know the husband was lying, that she was not really a Mitzvah, she was not really Mizana, so the husband now has to pay money. So now when the father wants to take the husband to Bezdin to collect the money, if he's only going for mamin, that's what this brayta says now. If he's asking for money, let her go to Bezdin. All right, the turnover. Yes, again, that was this case here. That talking about skin again. Shehevi abal edim shezinso. Shehevi yav edim viyazimim. The edim umezamim them. The edim abal. So now the father is taking the husband. His daughter's husband to Bezdin. So bol ligvois moment if the father wants to collect the money from the husband, b'shloish shenichlami. So not to go to Bezdin 3. Or v'mokim nefoshois v'yesu mishor b'shloisha. Wherever there's a case of dinah nefoshois involved, the Rashi says it means v'mokim dinah nefoshois, it means kloima. V'cholheikha dikol amechish nefoshois. But any other case where there's not edim zemimim, where we could be afraid that maybe, even though you want only ask for money, but maybe there'd be a lot people hear about what's going on, and they'll come to be Adam that she was Mizana, and they'll come to a dintari of Misa, then Ula holds, you always have to have 23 according to Chachamim. So it was not a fear with this price according to Ula. Abayram Abayram says like this, it could be the Kula Yalma Chashin Lalaz. Everybody talk holds we are afraid of Laz. That if you start out to have a bezin with 3, maybe Adam will hear about it and will come to say Adam that she was Mizana. And also the svar is that once you start out with 23, you can't anymore end up with 3. Everybody agrees to that svar. And so, what's the pshat here in the brisa that the chum say if your teveya moment is enough to go to a bezin of 3? I'll tell you, hocha b'mayaskinen. You know what we're talking about over here in this brisa? Could go in the asru bostam. We're talking about when the Edim warned the wife, they gave her Stam Hasro. Like true, even if we know it's true that the wife was Mizana. But when does she get Misa? Only if she had Hasro, Edim had to warn her. See, here we're talking about when the Edim warned her, warned this wife, to not have this with another man, they just warned her Stam. And that's the shaila of this Hasro, of this warning is enough to be Mechayev a Misa or not. Bahai Tanu, this goes like this Tanu. The Tanu will learn like this. V'shar kol chay v'misa shem Torah. Any other place, whenever there's a shayla that Bezdin should give somebody misa, when Bezdin should kill by shar chay v'misa. Rashi says it means gabe meisis koi. With this parsha talking about a meisis. Rachmon om aloy sachmo. Somewhere it's a meisis cause other people to do chatoyim. Yet the Torah says have no rachmonis on him. Loy techasen, don't hold back from him. V'nerer gli asro. A meisis, we have a right to kill even though he wasn't warned. Even though he wasn't warned by Edim, still you can kill a Mesis. But excluding the case of a Mesis, the Brisa says, but all other cases, when Bezdin goes to kill somebody, the locher is ain mamisim. Bezdin has no right to kill somebody, ain mamisim naisam, ela biyodah. That means Rashi says, a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, you have to have Odo, we have before Eda, you need a Bezdin of 23, the Edim. It has to be done through Edim. Two Edim have to come to Bezdin and say that this person did the chet. The Hasro, and the person has to be warned before he did the chet that I'll get Misa. The Yad also should Yehu Shulchayiv Misa's Bezdin. The Hasro has to be also that you have to warn him, you should know that you're going to get a Chiv Misa. If you do this chet, you should know you'll get killed by Bezdin. Rashi says, The Yad Shiduhu Edo Vishas Hasro. When the Edim give this person a warning, they have to tell him, Shulchayiv Misa's Bezdin. Im Yavra Berezuf, you do this, I'm very nice, you're going to be killed from Bezdin. Omiyu, Afagav Lonaskar Elei Eza Misa, even though you don't tell him which type of the 4 Misas you receive, Hasrohi, Omechayiv Krabonin, that's Rabonin Chita. However, Rabbi Yudah says no, Ashidiyu be Eza Misa, who Nerek. When you give Hasro, you have to warn him exactly which Misa you're going to get. So kids, here we're talking about a case that the reason why here 3 is enough, because we're talking about now, according to Rabbi Shita, that if the Edom only warned the lady that Stam, you're going to be killed,
for they did not tell her which misha shall get chenek or sreifam, and they did not tell her which misa, since she doesn't get misa. Says so, that's the case the Bryce is talking about over here. And a case where the isha, the wife, will not get misa, because we know the Adam that gave her asra did not warn her to which misa she'll deserve. So according to Yudhishita, she doesn't get misa. So in such a case, there's halacha that now when the husband or the father takes them for a din Torah of money, now no misa could come out of this case. Therefore, it says the Braisa can go to a Bezdin of 3. But our Mishnah that says, according to Chum, you have to have a Bezdin of 23, that's talking about a regular case of Moshe Shemra, where we do not know yet what type of asra the Yedim gave the wife. Therefore, we have to be afraid maybe they'll come Edim that they gave a good asra and should deserve Misa, and then we'll have to pass with a Bezdin of 23. Therefore, we have to start off with a Bezdin of 23 also. Rav Papa, says another machlekes here. Rav Papa Rama Hocha B'Isha Chavei Raskinim. Could be another machlekes. We're talking about over here an Isha that was a wife of a chaver, of a Talmud Chacham. In other words, she knows the halachas. And again, there were no Edim to warn her. But Edim saw the way she had tznus. Okay, Niflagi Beplukta the Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda Rabbonin. Then the machlekes here is in this machlekes between Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda and the Rabbonin. The Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yudu Aimer, Chover ain't the Tzorach Hasro. If a Chover of a Talmud Chacham, if Edim see a Talmud Chacham doing Aveira, they do not have to warn him before he does the Aveira to be Mechayev and Misa. Even without Hasro, he'll also receive Misa. Why? Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yudu holds, Nefishla Nitnu Hasro, Elo Lahavchen Ben Shegig Lamezin. That the main purpose, what we have to warn you before they do the Aveira is, that you should not be able to say, I'm a shaygeg. I did not know this is Asa. I thought it's Mutter. I'm a shaygeg. Therefore, we have to warn you that you should know you're not a shaygeg, but you know it's an Aveira. That's to a normal person. But if the person's a Chavra, Talmud Chacham, he for sure knows that it's an Aveira. So such a person does not need Hasra. You'll be chayav without Hasra. So kids, we're talking about now that this wife here was the wife of a Chavra. So according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and the Edim told us they did not warn her. So that's the Shiloh. That still, if you hold the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you can still give Rechi of Misa. Therefore, you have to have a Bezin of 23. But the other ones hold, the Chum and the Bryce holds, no. They hold like the Rabbonin. That the Rabbonin say no, even though you're a Chover, still you have to have Asra. You have to be warned before you do the Avera. It's not only not to be a Shaykh. But together, somebody has to drill you, tell you, that don't do this Avera, because if you get Misa, even though you know it beforehand, still you have to be told the Gzeiras HaKosev. You have to be warned beforehand. So over here, if the Isha was not warned, she won't get Misa. So therefore, we're not afraid to let it go to a Bezin of 3, because it can never come out to be a case of Misa. Rav Ashi Yom Rashi is another Chilat. Kagoyin the Asru.